This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.85, up 1.5 on the open July, 4.89, up 1.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.64 1/4, up 1.5 on the open July, 4.77, up 3/4. September, 4.87, up 1/2. December, $5, up 1. March, 5.08, unchanged on the open. May corn opened at 4.06 1/2, up 1/4 on the open July, 4.18 1/2, up 1.5. September, 4.13 1/4, up 1.5. December, 4.10, up 3/4. March 2008, 4.18 1/2, up 1/4. May, 4.23, up 1/2. July 2008, 4.28, up 1/4 on the open. May beans open at 7.73, up 8.25 on the open. July, 7.87, up 6.5. August, 7.94, up 7.25. September, $8, up 5. November, 8.14, up 6. January, 8.20 1/2, up 4.5. March, 8.27, up 2.5. May 2008, 8.29, up 4 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 222.50, up 130 on the open. July, 228, up 190. May soybean oil opened at 31.40, up 16 on the open. July, 31.98, up 26. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 104.15, down 5 on the open. April, 105.70, up 15. May, 107.65, up 5. August, 108.47 1/2, down 15 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.25, down 35 on the open. June, 94.75, down 20. August, 92.20, down 2.5. October, 95.95, down 5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 63.40, down 67.5 on the open. May, 73.30, down 72.5. June, 73.55, down 80. And July, 74.50, down 80 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 103.32 1/2, down 22.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You can receive the opening market report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple directions and you'll never miss an opening market report again. While there, you can also subscribe to the pre-opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week, AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage. Also, a marketing advantage is talking to our analysts on a daily basis. And today, it is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. And believe it or not, when we're at the Outlook meetings and also the Beef House Outlook all-day show, there's a lot of people that listen to the updates over the computer, and it's becoming quite a market force, isn't it?
It indeed is. In fact, when we were at the all-day Ag Outlook meeting, we found people coming and traveling from places like Missouri and Ohio, places outside our broadcast signal, and the reason they came, they heard us on the computer.
Well, isn't that great? And that's a big impact on the marketplace.
Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace. Let's start in the bean pit today, because it looks like off the opening bell, traders really tried to push this hard to see if there might have been a number of buy stops up by the long trend line. But we're backing off just a little bit at the moment.
Three big things that jumped out at me. Some of the basis levels of the Gulf have improved, and there's some new Malaysian palm oil plants. There's a new one being built in Malaysia. And the third one is that Informa Sparks indicate that some of the bean yields have fallen off their yield improvement, particularly in Paraná, big soybean state down there. And so the yields have dropped. It's still a good soybean crop probably, but the yields aren't bin busters. And a result of that, not as many beans to harvest, and the crop is being harvested very rapidly. So the bean situation is that. Now, can we, historically, when we, growing up in the commodity world, when we have delayed plant in the Midwest, believe it or not, the first commodity they look at is, of course, corn, and the yields do drop off, and a delayed plant in beans also. But I think that's premature, but that's also back of every commodity trader's mind.
Do you think that we will test that gap up to 777 and a half ahead of planting intentions?
My hunch is no, Dave, but we're usually proven wrong quickly in the commodity world. So, number one, we do sense that farmers will sell, $8 new crop beans if given the chance. We do sense that there'll be some cash movement at 750. But there is this realization out here that in the next 2 years, we will see soybean prices go to substantially higher levels.
Turn your attention to the corn, where May now 404 and a half is down 3/4, while the D's at 407 and a half is down 1 3/4. Traders began the week on bear spreading, and then they turned around and gave all that position up yesterday. What does the rest of the week look like in your mind?
Well, a couple things that jumped out. I mean, we did see commercials buying a lot of corn yesterday, and I said to myself, aha, the corn basis is improving, and it has, and it is. And it improved about 3 to 4 cents at the Gulf yesterday, and that's usually a good sign. Number two is it was brought out by one very popular commodity analyst that the open interest has dropped considerably. Technical selling and fundamentals have basically stayed the same. At the present time, a grain elevator or a grain exporter has two options. He can either move the grain on into the processing channels, or he can hold it for higher prices. And, of course, now with the carry in the marketplace, it's extremely large. It's a little early to talk about rainy weather, but the forecast is extremely wet. It is dry in the Delta in the southeast, but very wet in the Midwest over the next 10 to 14 days. The other factor is that some of the people are basically saying, chances are the government probably won't kill the corn market with a large planting intentions. After all, we have dropped corn prices substantially here in the last few weeks. We know that fertilizer prices have jumped substantially. When you can plant $8 beans in some of these non-corn areas, it all adds up to a tug of war between which should we plant, corn or soybeans. And we think that that has also basically, dropped the enthusiasm to plant more acres of corn.
So given what you said, and also given the fact that the trade has been drifting upwards with their estimate of corn acres, they're now looking at the 10 million camp, where they were a little bit less than that just a few weeks ago. USDA comes in with a number around 8. That must be fairly bullish to the corn market come the report day.
Yeah, it's a factor. And we do know some things, like the Texas crop is probably getting planted in those wheat area, those cotton areas, and of course those guys know how to book fertilizer ahead. And the other factor is that with an early plant in the Delta, we probably won't see the runaway corn basis in the summer that I and several other people talked about during the late summer and early fall. Basis levels of 50 to 75 over, it's going to be more of a traditional tight situation, but it won't be the runaway basis levels. And as a result of that, that could temper some of the enthusiasm, but still it's going to be, we think that the carry in the market and the very tight carryover is still going to impact the market and on the positive side in the July-August time frame.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
Thank you. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.